Seeing none, anyone who wishes to testify in opposition to the bill?
Chair Valentino, Chair Priest, members of the Joint Standing Committee on Judiciary, my name is Jim Cohen. I am an attorney with the law firm Verrill Dana. I am here today on behalf of Bangor Hydroelectric Company and Maine Public Service. We're speaking in opposition to the bill, but I have to say, I think what I have to say is going to be very different than what you've heard previously. And I will start by saying that, to my knowledge, neither Bangor Hydro nor Maine Public Service have used the right of eminent domain for a very long time. And mostly the reason that we're here today is mostly out of confusion as to the purpose of the bill, because an energy corridor has nothing to do with an east-west highway. Rather, in the Utilities and Energy Committee over the course of the last 5 or 6 years, there have been a lot of hearings and activity related to energy infrastructure corridors. So I think really the purpose of what I'd like to do briefly is to make sure this committee is aware of that factual background, so when a decision is made, at least the committee has the benefit of that background. The reason energy infrastructure corridors were established in the first place several years ago is because Congress and the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission said if states don't decide and enable corridors to be established, then the federal government would. So the state of Maine established this process for establishing a corridor so that the state of Maine could retain control of that process. Several years ago, more recently, the bill, this law was amended because there was a concern about whether or not there were negotiations taking place with respect to energy infrastructure coming into Maine using the highway or other rights of way. And there was a concern about whether that process was going to be transparent, whether or not the citizens of Maine were going to be adequately compensated for the use of public infrastructure. And so the bill was amended to make sure that those concerns were addressed. When a transmission line for an electric company is established, it's established because ISO New England, the Maine Public Utilities Commission, and the DEP have determined that there is a need for a line basically to keep the lights on or to keep the price of electricity at an affordable rate. It is no different for natural gas, but I'm not here to speak on that side, but rather to focus on the electric piece. So in order for an electric line to be established, there's a tremendous amount of process. This bill does not affect at all that process by which an electric line is built, sited, and whether or not eminent domain is used. Rather, it is narrowly targeted to a corridor where an electric line might be sited. And what's interesting is that corridor is not established by a company. That corridor is either I-95, I-295, or the Searsport to Loring right-of-way. And those are specifically designated in statute. Those exist. The other types of corridors that this bill might affect are so-called petitioned corridors. And that's where the Public Utilities Commission, the public advocate, the governor's office, or somebody who would build a transmission line would come before an interagency review panel, which is made up of appointees and representatives of government, that government process establishes that somewhere in the state of Maine a corridor might exist for these purposes. So this bill actually only would affect the siting of electric lines or other facilities in those very areas where there has been the most amount of government protection and wouldn't affect anything else. So mostly we're puzzled why there would be a bill to say in those particular areas where the state of Maine most wants facilities, that's the one place where we would limit the authority. And the reason eminent domain even exists as an authority is because there's a determination of need, and that there's a need to put that line in for the people of Maine, and there's a desire that when that line is built, it be built as cost-effectively as possible So understand the purpose of the bill, but just not sure that it really addresses a problem that exists today. Quite frankly, if this bill passes, it probably won't affect most utilities because nobody really thinks that that process will be used, but it just may not make a lot of sense from a policy perspective. So that concludes my remarks. Happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Questions for Mr. Cohen, Representative Crockett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I understand the most likely course, I mean, based on your testimony and what we're hearing, is that if you do a petition corridor, that's the avenue that this would most likely occur, right? An energy corridor would be done by the petitioned corridors under subsection 2 of Chapter 1, Section 122, subsection 2. And subparagraph B says, you know, Office of Public Advocate, the petition may be brought by Office of Public Advocate, Executive Department, or Governor's Energy Offices, or a potential developer.
Yes.
So if we struck the or potential developer piece and just required it to be brought by the other entities, we wouldn't have to worry about the eminent domain issue because the government itself would have to be proposing this rather than a private individual, right?
Yeah, I think this was a very carefully negotiated and crafted bill 5 or 6 years ago. The kinds of entities that would come forward to actually use a corridor. So there's the process of establishing a corridor.
Yeah.
But once and this bill doesn't affect that. What this bill focuses on is the use of the corridor. And, in fact, it doesn't affect who can use the corridor. It only affects once somebody gets permission to use that corridor, do they have the tool of eminent domain. So if we were to strike the private entities, at least in the electric world and in the gas world, it really would be those. If anyone was going to use a corridor at all, I'm not aware of public entities that are building transmission lines. So in essence, the purpose of the corridor probably wouldn't meet what the purpose of the corridor was because nobody who actually would need it could use it.
But I guess what I'm getting at is it would add another step or layer between the private industry, which everybody's afraid of, and government using governmental powers to take land. So it would add another layer of protection for the private owner. And I'm trying to, as you can imagine, we're trying to strike a balance. I was just wondering if that would, in effect, add that other layer, because it would add another hurdle. Because you'd have to essentially get the executive department or the governor's energy officer, the public advocate, to present the petition to create it, right?
Right, but and I understand, Representative, what you're saying. In the end, if a private developer brings forward that petition, all it would be a request for the government to determine whether or not to use that corridor.
Okay. Representative Bollier.
Thank you, Representative. Mr. Chairman, I appreciate that. You mentioned a minute ago, a couple of minutes ago, that you had not done any or had no need for hadn't exercised the right of eminent domain
for many years
for quite
correct.
Some time. Yes. How long would that be?
I don't have an exact figure for Maine Public Service. Bangor Hydro believes that it hasn't been since the early 70s that the right of eminent domain has been used.
Is it because you haven't needed to use eminent domain for? Is it because you use existing corridors that you don't do that, or because you provide produce electricity as opposed to transporting it?
It's in practical terms that's how it has worked out, and when lines have needed to be built, Bangor Hydro has been able to negotiate with landowners to acquire the line and has not needed to use eminent domain to acquire the land.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Other questions? Senator Valentino.
Thank you very much. I just want a clarification on eminent domain. On your second page, it says, under current law, when a utility receives permission to build a line, it is allowed to use eminent domain. So, therefore, public utility companies now do not have the power of eminent domain. Is that what you're saying? They're only allowed to use it once they are granted permission from the State Corridor Commission. Is that correct?
A little different than that, Senator. when an electric company or anyone else is seeking permission to build a transmission line, as long as it's above a certain voltage level, permission needs to be granted by the Maine Public Utilities Commission. So that is a very lengthy, litigated process with clear standards. Until the PUC says this line may be built, there is no right of eminent domain for that transmission line. So it does require the approval of the PUC for a transmission line, and it's a transmission line that would use an energy infrastructure corridor. So in essence, there would be no right of eminent domain in a corridor unless the PUC had already said yes and given that right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Senator Burns.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. A little bit more clarification, Mr. Cohen, if you don't mind.
Sure, certainly.
Assuming this bill did pass, and it pertains to private individuals or private entities, would there still be a remedy or still be a way that, let's say, the East-West Highway or something similar to that could be turned into an energy corridor?
So, Senator, in order for a corridor to even exist that would fit under this law, it first requires the state to decide this is going to be an energy infrastructure corridor. So that would be hurdle one. Mm-hmm. Hurdle two is, okay, are we going to allow somebody to actually use the corridor? That's when somebody else needs to come along and say, well, we'd like to use it for a particular purpose. So if the state never establishes it, then there's no opportunity for anyone to come along and use it. Somebody else builds an East-West Highway for other purposes in another way, this issue never even arises. Eminent domain doesn't flow to a privately acquired corridor that somebody else establishes unless it went through this process.
I think I understand you. Thank you.
Other questions from Mr. Cohen? Thank you.
Thank you very much.